Well, bless you and great sharings. I just, you know, get so blessed, especially because everybody's so humble, you know, when they do their sharings, and it's like an excitement when people share, and I get to hear the wonderful testimonies. And obviously Lawrence did share on the couple that he was talking to when we were at the spa. But unbeknown to me, because I was in the sauna, and this boy, well, I say boy, he was about 20, I think. He was sat opposite me, and he asked, like, were we on holiday? And I said, well, no, not actually. It was my birthday. And, you know, just got blessed by coming away for a couple of days. And he said, oh, he said, I've come to visit my sister. He said, because my mum has an illness. And he said, you know, I just wanted to come and give some encouragement. Now, at this point, he hasn't said what the illness was, and he didn't say how he was going to give the encouragement. So I said to him, I said, oh, I said, that's very good that you're coming to give encouragement. And he said, yeah, I was reading the Bible this morning. And of course, I thought, well, I could have been in a better place. I mean, it was hot, which I love, and I get the opportunity to share God's word, and I'm thinking, well, this is awesome, God. So, you know, he was just sharing about how his mum had been diagnosed with breast cancer, and he said, how long have you been married? And I said, oh, 34 years, well, 35 years now, June. And he said, and what do you think is the best bit of advice that you could give me about staying married? And I said, well, having God at the center of everything that you do would be my best advice. I said, also communication. I said, and also not to think that you know what a woman is thinking. Because you won't never know what a woman is thinking. And he started laughing because his mum and dad, because of what was going on with his mum, that his mum and dad were looked like they were going to separate. And, you know, he just wanted to really give some encouragement to his dad and to his mum. And, of course, then I got to share about my cancer and how God delivered me. And then I explained it, you know, like a little seed. You know, when somebody plants a seed, they have to water it and it needs sunlight to grow. I said, and that's a little bit like, you know, when you're talking about cancer, you know, for cancer to continue to grow and to, it needs negativity. It needs all those things that the world throws at it. I said, but if you feed it positivity, it's going to die. So he was like looking at me, and I was saying, you know, whatever the doctors say, whatever you hear coming from around you, then you just replace that negative with a positive. And then I explained how God had woken Lawrence and told him that I was ill, but not unto death. But again, it's down to everybody's free will choice. You know, we all have to make a decision. You either believe what the doctors say or you believe what God says. And it's part and parcel of life. You know, the world says this, God says this. All it takes is for you to make a decision. You pray to God, you give it to God, and then you let it go. Once you've lifted it to God, don't keep pulling it back. You just wait and let God come through. And he was so blessed. Mind you, we were both really, really hot. So we come outside, and as we come outside, Lawrence is sharing with the sister and her boyfriend.
But we didn't know this.
But we didn't know this. This was all sort of like, I was in the sauna, Lawrence was in the pool. And afterwards, I went into the steam room, and this guy follows me again. And he's asking more questions. And actually, he'd had a girlfriend, which he'd been with for a couple of years, and she had cheated on him. And he was heartbroken, absolutely heartbroken. Lovely guy. He was so heartbroken. And he said, you know, I find it very hard. He said, I've dated one or two girls. He said, but I find it very hard because I just have this thought that she's going to cheat on me. And I said, if you have the thought that she's going to cheat on you, then she probably will. So you just go into every, like when you're dating someone, you go in with a positive mindset, you know, and you tell God what you want in a woman. You know, you get really specific. And I shared to it with him about how I shared last week in fellowship. And, you know, when people pray, get really specific on what you want. And be careful what you pray for, too. You know, sometimes we pray for things and then, you know, we think, oh, I shouldn't have prayed for that. Or I should have got a little bit more detailed on that because it's all happening and it's not what really I want. And he was so blessed, so very, very blessed. And it was a great opportunity to be in the right place at the right time, because usually we went to the sauna around 6. But this particular day we'd gone at 3. And if we'd gone at 6, we would have missed them completely. So, you know, even God's timing is perfect. And, you know, I was listening to Lawrence sharing with this young girl, and I was so blessed, you know, just the way that God had put the words in his mouth, how he blessed her, you know, and every word that he spoke, she was hanging on to. You could see it, because obviously it was her mum, and she was concerned about her mum and wanting the best for her mum. And it was just such a blessing that we have that awesome authority to speak God's word. You know, that the situation arises and it's not what we think. You know, it's God that works within us. So God knows what that person needs. And so we speak it. Now, whether that person takes that encouragement or takes that advice is not down to us. And that it's not on our head, you know, it's down to that individual, their free will choice to listen and to move with it. But when we really, whoever's doing the encouraging, whoever's doing the speaking, if we are the ones that is receiving that, I tell you now, take it and run with it, because it is of God and God knows your needs far above any one of us. So when that person's inspired to speak to you from God, your needs will get met. Now, again, free will choice. You don't have to listen. And like I said to him, if you listen and do, you'll get really blessed. But it's entirely up to you. You know, we can take all those dead ends. We can go down all those alleyways and come back around. But if we listen and do, we'll get blessed instantly, because see, these words are from God. They're not what I think. They're not what Lawrence thinks. It's God that's doing the encouraging here, and it's God that's meeting your needs. And he said it was so funny, because I was reading the Bible this morning, and you know, the Bible's a big book, and I didn't even know where to start. So I started in the beginning. God love him. And I said, well, that's a good place to start. But, you know, that's Old Testament. So when you go home tonight, maybe sort of look in Ephesians or Galatians or, you know, and just have a little read around there. Because, you know, that is something that you can apply practically right now. So whether he did or not, I don't know. Because obviously then today we had to leave and we came across to Swanage. But the way that God works and meets people's needs when we listen to God and we speak when God tells us to speak is phenomenal. You know, needs get met and people get blessed. But like, you know, when Danny and Amber were sharing and how they been encouraging the ladies in their fellowship, and now they're speaking on behalf of God to their friends and their families. You know, this lady that was in hospital in bed, you know, she was a believer, but she'd given up all hope and she just wanted to die. She never saw herself getting out of the bed. She was down in faith. And, you know, Danny and Amber have been sharing with this lady, or not her, but her friend, been sharing with her. And then she got encouraged to speak God's word to her and say, you know, God loves you and we're going to pray for you in our fellowship. Don't give up hope, you know. And now the lady's out of the bed. All right, she's using a Zimmer frame right now, but she started to move. She started to walk. And she said, I'm so thankful for your prayers. And I'm so thankful that you got inspired to speak to me and pray for me. See, God's word never returns void. Never. Whether people listen or they don't, it never returns void. And we get blessed because we're sharing it. You know, I remember people saying, you've got to empty your bucket so God can fill you with more. So, you know, as we speak, you know, people get delivered, people get healed, people get set free, free from the bondage. And, you know, Lawrence was sharing about guarding your heart. And we guard our hearts from the world and the devices of the adversary and all the hurt and everything else. We guard our hearts. But the reason we guard it is because out of that comes the issues of life, which is the spiritual walk. You know, when we are walking by that spirit and we're not sidetracked by our senses or by what's going on in the world, we get so blessed. And that's how God designed it, that all our needs are met, that we have no fears, no worries, no doubts. We know that God comes through. And sometimes, as I said, you know, we think, well, it should happen right now. But God's timing is always perfect. You know, sometimes we have to wait a little longer, but it's worth it. Because then you see that it's God that has really gone to work, and he goes to work on your behalf. So if we get the opportunity to speak, then we speak those spiritual words that brings the, that builds people's faith, that brings the healing, brings the deliverance, it sets people free. And as we continue to be bold and not fearful, you know, we might think, well, I don't have anything to say right now. But as soon as you start speaking, God fills your mouth with those words, because I didn't know what that boy was going through. I didn't know his history or his background, but God did, because he was searching for God that morning. And then God put me in his path, and it was pretty awesome. You know, I might say it was the steam that sort of made his tears come in his eyes. But I know that God touched his heart, and that if he follows out on what I said, then his mum will get full deliverance. You know, because as I shared with him, cancer is just a word. To God, it means nothing. To heal someone of cancer is like healing someone of a headache. It's only us that gives it the criteria, that tries to make cancer bigger than a headache. Well, actually, it's just an illness. And to God, it can be healed. So, you know, as we try, we don't try to put things in a box, because God's much, much bigger than a box. And God comes out of the box. And that's when the healings and the deliverance takes place. So, you know, we're here in Swanage, my favorite place of all. You know, every time I come here, it brings back such wonderful memories of my dad and my mum and my grandparents. And it overwhelms me, actually, that I remember all the good times with my families. And, you know, even coming here, like, just, was it August? With Nick and Leanne and my grandkids, you know, just never thought that would happen. You know, when I was on the beach at 12 years old making sandcastles, never ever thought that I would be here with my own children and my grandchildren. You know, life is so sweet and it's so special that we just really embrace every minute of every hour of every day, because we don't know how long we're here. You know, Christ could come back at any time. And we want to make sure that we're living life to the fullest and doing his work and speaking on behalf of him as he works through us. You know, healing and deliverance is available, and people are starting to search. They've had enough of being beaten down by the world, and it's only the likes of us that have that truth to set people free. So let's go about this week just really speaking that word and bringing healings and deliverance and changing people's lives, letting them know there is a living God that will go to work for them when they just confess that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. You know, what an awesome statement that God did that for us, for each individual, you know, and the only way we repay him is by living in that grace and being humble and really listening to the sharings and the teachings and what God inspires each one of us to speak could touch somebody's heart and really set them free. So bless your hearts. I love you very much. Have a wonderful week. I've got Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I've got 2.5 more days and I'm going to really enjoy it. So I love you guys. God bless.